DJW Mobile.
W, this is KO4HK.
You back on your normal routine?
I can get it for today.
Would it be back?
It really does, but still working with them too on the backside.
You don't realize how much you miss it till it's gone, huh?
Trying to make that transition back between the two is a little frustrating too, but we're managing.
Bengals, so I'm going to get, looks like there's not very many people here. I don't know if they're really open for business or not. I see people carrying stuff out. I guess I'm about to find out. Anyway, it's my second trip to the grocery store since the storm hit. Well, I'll let you know if I'm how lucky I was when I get out. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Be around. KO4HKX. Standing by.
See you later. N0LGR. Good morning, Patrick.
Miss Bernice, hope y'all having a wonderful day. It sure is nice outside.
Oh, but beautiful. For old people, it's cold. And you want me asking it? Huh?
Yeah.
How would you like to have some Bernice's lasagna for dinner tonight?
Beautiful. I would love to do that, and I'm sure my wife would too, because she's been volunteering up at Anchor all week. I know she wouldn't want to fix supper.
That'll get it.
Want to
say hi, Patrick?
Hi, Patrick.
We are, and I got to go over and get some. What is it?
Cookie butter
and some lemons and stuff over at the marketplace for Walmart while she's getting her teeth cleaned. But other than that, I was planning on going out and working with the chickens, but had some things I wanted to do out there. But they said it's going to be 27-mile-an-hour wind today.
Fall breeze out here this morning, but nothing like that.
That was on the forecast there this morning, so maybe later in the day. I think it's all sort of pointed towards that hurricane, but it's not like outer bands or nothing, but they forecasted up to 27. Maybe they'll get that right. They've been pretty accurate here lately with these hurricanes.
They've had plenty of practice at it the last little bit, so hopefully it works. It should be pretty good at it.
Message on text this morning said, first squad, all present and counted for, sir. That was my Army cousin. So I say he's in the CIA, but crazy in the Army. But he was a JAG lawyer.
I've heard you talk about him before, but is he down in the Florida? Is that what you said?
There's in a place called Punta Gorda, but it's just, I'm not that great at the geography of that, but really not very far. I think it's just north in the Bernice of Fort Myers, and luckily, it took a little yoga at the last and went up towards Tampa.
And Punta Gorda, Florida, that's where Gus is from, is it not?
I can't remember, Patrick, but it's Florida. I think that's right. I haven't heard him in a while. Of course, the echo link's been down for quite a little bit, so that's probably the reason why. I know he sent me a note the other day. That they had a tree fall right next to their brand new house that they just had built up there in North Carolina. So he lucked out on that, and he says, but we're headed to Florida. And that was after Helene.
Yeah, that was stink, a tree fall in your brand new house. But I'm sure it happened, and just like everybody else, that stuff can be replaced, but your life can't, so I don't know. It's going to be a tough winter up there.
hadn't even thought of that. But yeah, I know our daughter sent me a text asking for blankets and stuff like that, and we just didn't have any extra blankets, but they were collecting something down there in their neighborhood anyways. Sure was nice what all the pilots did for them up there. I know they couldn't carry as much as trucks or anything, but the trucks couldn't get through. But a lot of people sure, including you, sure showed a lot of love for their fellow man. I'll say that for sure, Patrick.
It was amazing to see a lot of that. And then on the other side, it was amazing to see how low some humans could stoop. We've got reports of stealing stuff and just different things. And then you got all these people out here buying up all the generators, trying to sell them for a profit. So seen a bunch of that on Marketplace already. Yeah, the church asked me today about seeing if I could locate some of the buddy heaters and kerosene heaters, because that's what we need, that kerosene heaters, propane heaters, the propane tanks, kerosene, obviously, and deep batteries to run the igniters and the fans on.
About that, selling generators at a profit. That's lower than whale dung, and that's at the bottom of the sea, is what we used to say in the Navy. Man, oh man. Well, I saw one of the dudes they caught that was looting the other night, and that one sheriff told him, you probably won't survive if you're caught looting up here. And I can say the same thing probably for down here. People down here, they love their home protection, put it that way. it's kind of like Kansas, gun smoke.
Yeah, Roger, hang on just a minute, Tom.
In Gerald T.R. 54,
Oscar. Oscar Rogers, sir.
Good morning, Keith. I'm on here with Patrick Kill, 4HKX. Go ahead.
Roger, just jumping in to say hi. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I only had talked to a whole
lot. He broken up. I'll let Patrick say good morning to you there. Go ahead, Patrick. On the phone call, Keith. Yeah, you was in and out, Keith. I don't know if you can add more fire to the wire or not.
Right, it might be my radio. I was asking you whether anybody knew what was wrong with the repeater last night.
I heard Gary and K90H is extremely intelligent individual about these repeaters. And he said that there was a problem of interference from up north, if I remember rightly. But it wasn't Gary, it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, okay, that's happened before. I remember it happening on a couple of occasions. I just never heard anyone say what exactly they thought it was last night. This time I got to go to the doctor. It's my turn again, so I just wanted to jump in and say, hey, to you, good morning, you and the better half. After yours, I'll be out and gone. Whiskey 4, Oscar, Oscar, Charlie.
Really nice to hear you. I'm glad you're okay. Well, Billy is just brilliant, and I think he either owns or operates some of the SC Heart system, and he would know. Have a good day, Keith. It's Sender OTR.
K04HX. I'm back, Tom. Sorry about that.
Well, Patrick, we're just moseying along here, dodging traffic. It's pretty decent. No crazies yet this morning.
Dodging trees laying in the road, trying not to take a step off or punch a hole in the side of the truck.
For the road, it's down the road from us. I think I told you it's really bad about that. And even south of our house on 101, when you come around those curves down by the old mill on that, you watch out with that big truck, because there's trees that are a couple of foot in diameter. Somebody went down and painted them orange a little bit where the butts of them are sticking out in the road. Also, old Rutherford Road, that shortcut over to yesterday. I come around there and there was some heliacs or service entrance cables. I'm not sure. But they had fallen more since they closed that road, and there was two box trucks ahead of me, and they just barely made it through, and then I followed suit with them. But, well, I bet I got dicey last night at rush hour.
These little back roads, I'm still having to watch them pretty closely about where I go.
Patrick, Patrick. Well, let Bernice off. We're down here at the... at the dentist office, and look forward to seeing you a little later this evening. And hope you have a great day. I'll be back out.
I'm at my next stop anyway, so good to talk to you, Miss Bernice, today. And I look forward to seeing you today. KO4HKX.
HCDP, checking in. Net control.
HKX.
Hey, Patrick, it's Philip. I'm with a group going into Swannadoah, and just want to check in, boss, and let you know we're on our way up. We're on Highway 25 right now. We got a lady with us, church, whose brother is like the MC up there, kind of like the mayor. He's a fireman. His name is Chad. What's Chad's last name? Can't remember, but anyway, I just want to check in, Patrick, and let you know we're heading up there.
Well, be careful going in there and help as many people as you can, because they're going to need it. That's like I said, we're trying to round up heaters and fuel for them right now, the buddy heaters with propane and kerosene heaters with kerosene and deep batteries to run the fans and igniters on them.
I've got in the back of my truck a bunch of gas, gasoline. We got, I think, 7 chainsaws, brand new. They got a bunch of propane tanks and toiletries, water, food. 2 trailers. One they're sending to Asheville had like 8 pallets on it. Little church sitting out here at Greenville on 25 called Legacy. They needed a ham, and Johnny hit me up.
Well, once you get up toward Swannanoa, you'll be able to pick the repeater back up, but you're going to lose it right around the state line, and it'll be real scratchy for a little while. But we were able to make contact up around Swannanoa. But with all the interference or whatever's going on with the repeater last night and today, it might be a little sketchy.
Copy that. So I don't need to jump on the Mount Mitchell repeater, correct?
Monitor the Mount Mitchell repeater. Definitely, guys, a little more coverage area up that way.
Stay on this one and see how we do before I change over. So where are you headed today?
Running my tour out here in Greer and Taylor's area, trying to keep my business going too. So I've had to step away from being right there, but I'm still monitoring the radio and phone calls between us. So I'm still trying to help out where I can.
So, is there someone monitoring the net, like taking notes, etc.?
For HKX. No, nobody. We've kind of let the net shut down and put the repeater back to normal use. We never really opened up a net. It's kind of informal. Dave and Johnny just give me the liberty to use it as needed, and I do greatly appreciate that, because it was a great asset during all this and still is. So made a lot of contact with the new people, you yourself included, and so look forward to getting to know everybody a little more in the future under a different circumstance.
That, my good friend. Well, listen, I hope you have a bunch of big sales today out there with the tool truck. And I'll have the radio on me, and we'll just take it as it comes.
If I can be any assistance, definitely reach out. I'll be in and out, but somebody will let me know you're calling for me.
Appreciate that so much, Patrick. You have a beautiful day, my brother.
And y'all be careful up there, and God bless. KO4HKX. Clear.
Well,
WLM.
W monitoring. I'm putting in some baseboards and listening to the chatter. Got nothing to say right now, but I'll be on the line while I can.
Philip, you still there? K5WLL.
Hey, Leroy. Yes, sir, I am. We're on 25, let's see, about 17 miles from Hendersonville. I'm fixing to go down a hill. I may lose you.
Get that other repeater programmed.
Patrick, and he said Paris Mountain's working up there pretty good, off and on, so I thought I would just stay right here and see how we do.
KO4HKX. Mount Mitchell is working. He's got better coverage up that way, not Paris Mountain.
I'll transfer over once I get up there, Leroy.
Making sure you got that repeater programmed okay. Let us know. 610 will give you coverage for most of the trip, except for what Patrick said right there around the state line. But Mount Mitchell would be a better choice. Just let us know. I'll be off and on to myself, K5WLL.
So much, Leroy. KQ4CDP.